Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Have you driven the 2018 Honda Ridgeline? It set a whole new standard for what a midsize truck should be. And right now, you can get a great clearance deal during the Honda Summer Spectacular event. Hurry in and drive yours home today at Honda North. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you to another edition of our Grassroots Show here tonight. Local music on The Rock Station 97.7 and presented by Shady Lady Productions. I'm Bob Cupp, along with Utah Burgess from Shady Lady, and we welcome you to the show. Good to see you again, Utah.
Yep, good to be back.
Second weekend in August here.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
Jeepers. It's amazing.
It's been crazy with the schedules, and we appreciate everybody working with us on that.
So, yeah.
We've made it.
Yeah, that's right. Between time away and people, you know, I think we've traveled the country too. So, you know, it's good to have everybody on board here tonight, though. And, well, the last couple of weeks have been busy. We want to thank everybody that came out to the Beacon Hotel for a fun night at the Beacon. Had Dempsey, Justin Wade Band, and Washboard Tony for a Rock Done Right tour stop at the Beacon. That was the second year for that. And some awareness of some issues that people are confronted with, and a little promotion on that. So it was a good Friday night to have a good time. Appreciate everybody that did stop out.
Yep, Beacon Hotel. They do a lot of live music out there, so you got to support them as well.
Yeah, they always have their Wing Fest every June, too. So if you like wings, that's the place to be for that. If you like ribs, well, you missed it because Paradise Park had Rib Fest, and I know the Noble Hops Band played out there, and it looked like a pretty good crowd.
Yeah, we got a chance to be out there. It was my first time at the venue, so it's a spectacular venue. Went out and camped for the weekend because East Coast Turnaround was playing on Friday night. I'm like, I can't miss East Coast Turnaround. So went out and hung out and watched them, and We played on Saturday, and it's just great people running it. Just a fantastic venue. I mean, really nice.
That's
ran
cool.
into a lot of people from the area, so it's cool to see them all out supporting music also.
Absolutely. Well, the next Rock Done Right tour stop is going to be Labor Day weekend, and it will be the Sunday of Labor Day weekend. And make sure you get your tickets, if you haven't done so already, for Corbri Woodstock. And I want to talk about kind of like our band jam, a nice diverse lineup of styles throughout the day. They kick it off in the morning, run it through late evening, and it's all down in the Gibsonia area. Remarkable event. What is this, year number 10 now or so?
I think so, yeah. And it will sell out, so, I mean, get your tickets.
Yeah. But if you'd like to attend Corbri Woodstock, just go to CorbriWoodstock.com, find out more information. We have a special guest in the studio tonight. We're going to be joined by a gentleman named Sean Hooks. He is out of the New Bethlehem area and goes by the name of Son of Leroy. We have played a few tunes, including Chicken Lickin' that comes to mind.
Yeah, fun stuff.
Yeah. We're going to visit with Sean, find out a little bit about him. He's a gentleman that's been very busy in the music scene here. He's been around for a long time, but right now is doing kind of three different things, including a group, and we'll let him explain that coming up. But let's get into some music first.
Yeah, let's throw on some Jeff Fetterman Band. He was recently up in Michigan playing the Blues Festival up there, so that was pretty cool. See him getting around. We'll go back to an early track of his. Actually a Grassy nominee, I think one of the first or second year, and that was Hellbound Train.
Awesome. We'll follow that up with some gentlemen that I actually had the opportunity to bump into while up in the Meadville area a couple of weekends ago. We went with some friends to get a bite to eat, and a couple of guys were set up in the corner and playing, and all of a sudden, what they were playing and how they were playing it got my attention. So I turned around and watched them for a while, and here they turned out. It's Josh and Carl. They go by the High Life Band, and here they were just dropping a brand new CD that weekend. So I put my $10 out and put my money where my mouth is and supported local music up in that area. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know a lot about them yet. We might have to get them on the show because what they were doing was pretty damn good. I got to say that. I like the new CD called Uncovered. In fact, we're going to play a tune that they played that night among some covers called GPS. It's a real fun tune, and I think you'll enjoy it. They are the High Life Band, and we'll get into it here on the Grassroots Show tonight on The Rock Station 97.7.
champagne drunk as I break these chains. I'm still just a lonely rider along this hellbound train. In the still of the night, as I slip out of bed, I slip by your high hopes, knowing where we've been. Smoke filled room with a bottle in my hand. If I were as strong as my train, maybe I'd be a strong man. But your love is more than a memory. I just kept believing that you wanted me. You had another leg on your chain. I'm still just a lonely rider on this hellbound train.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome back to our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. Time now to sit down and visit with one of our local musicians. And this segment brought to you by the Rainbow Inn, home of the Man Can Special. They're located in Freeport, so sometime you're heading down that way, why, pop on in and tell them the Grassroots Show sent you. And you can catch some sporting events on television. It's starting to get that time of year where we're going to have football added to the fray. So you can catch some football and some Pirate baseball or maybe some hockey pretty soon, too.
It's all coming.
It's all coming quick, isn't it? Huh? Almost too quick. So, but Freeport is the place to be, and the Rainbow is the place to stop. Hope you'll stop on in and support our longest-running sponsor of this show. We're very excited tonight to have Son of Leroy in, a.k.a. Sean Hook, joins us here on the program. Sean, welcome to the Grassroots Show.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Sean is from the New Bethlehem area, huh?
That's right, yep.
Yeah. And you've been a musician for quite some time in a lot of different forms. You've got a lot going on. But give us a little background of yourself.
Yeah, I'll put my age out there. I'm 44 and been doing this since I've been 17. So if you can do the math, you can figure it out. I've been doing this a long time.
Hold on.
Okay. I have to take my shoes off again.
Wait. Get their fingers out. Probably even farther back than that, you know, you get family influences from, family. And my dad had a guitar sitting around in the corner. And I remember playing, Pipeline, you know, that.
The Shantays.
he would play that song, you know, and, it's like kind of, those are the kind of things that are influence you. And my aunt was a singer and she played out and did the clubs and all that kind of stuff. And just we sit around, come from a musical family, so we sit around a fire, and a lot of times we have family reunion. There's a couple guitars and there's a lot of singing and a lot of harmonies going on. So, but I played in cover bands back in the 90s, you know, and had a lot of influences from those musicians up through, you know, playing church on Sunday, and then, you know, had kids and stuff and took some time just to work and take care of the kids, and then probably in the last, you know, 4 or 5 years really started getting back into playing out again, you know, and just because I've always played. Always had that music and loved playing, and I wrote, you know, I have hundreds of songs that I've wrote that just kind of sit in the, you know, on the computer at home or sit in the bank somewhere there, you know, and it's just one of those things where I just felt like I needed to get out and share, you know, more. And a buddy of mine asked me, he said, hey, we're looking for a rhythm guitar player, bass player. And that's really kind of sparked some of the playing out again.
Okay.
And playing in the fairs. And that's where I'm the rhythm guitar player and singer in a band called Thornhaven, which is out of Oil City. And then, and then I'm supporting Amanda Cahey on guitar, you know, so she's out of the Newcastle, Wary, Cranberry Township area. And then I got my thing going on, you know, and so Amanda and I are in Thornhaven. We do our own single thing, but, you know, our own thing. But it's just one of those things where, you know, it's music's been a part of my life for a long, long time, and I'm just starting to get out and share more.
Sure.
And when you're sharing your originals, you know, and things like that, it's there's venues out there you can do it in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some clubs don't want to hear any originals, but you know, wineries and places like that and breweries and some places really are more open to those originals. So I've been sharing a lot of original music at those places.
Cool.
So it's kind of the history of, in a nutshell, real quick.
Yeah. Well, certainly when you decided to get back into it, you jumped in head first, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, if you're going to do something, you gotta do it right. You know, and I'd like to record. I'd like to do something, but, you know, that takes money. So I'm just trying to build some money up where I can, you know, some of the songs that you're going to hear today, you know, either live, they were recorded live, or, you know, two of them are just recorded, you know, very Bear.
Okay. All right.
Me and my acoustic guitar, and you know, and that's it, and that's what you get. But you know, I'd like to do some recording and put a little bit more money into it and just do it right. But
yeah,
so that'll come in the future.
That's cool. That's cool. Well, it certainly sounds like you being from New Bethlehem, you play with a group out of Oil City, and you, with Amanda that you mentioned from Newcastle. I mean, you cover a lot of different areas. I'm sure you get to see a lot of different things. Give us your take on the music scene. I mean, we sit here and brag about it and think it's pretty strong. You seem to be covering multiple counties. Yeah. Have you found the music scene to be pretty solid around the area?
I think so. I think there's a lot of there's a lot of good talent out there. You know, there's a lot of if you want to. And Pittsburgh, you know, is very supportive of the music scene in the areas outside. You get out a little bit farther where I live, which is New Bethlehem, kind of north out in the country, if you will. It's a little bit harder to find venues that are open to original music. That's where you see all these wineries and breweries popping up now, and those places are very open to you, not only playing, you know, cover tunes, but they're okay with you playing your original stuff, too.
Yeah.
Now that you have to be conscious of the environment you're in.
Sure,
you know, but,
sure.
I think it's strong. I think it's good. I mean, I think with social media today too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's no excuse. I wish we had this back in the '90s.
Yeah.
But we don't.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't.
Yeah.
But here we are. I think it's strong. I think it's good.
Yeah. Now you mentioned some of the wineries. I know you said that you play up at Deer Creek Winery up in the Shippenville area quite a bit. I know we've talked to multiple people that have that opportunity. It's opportunity. I mean, that's the great thing.
Yeah, you got to be okay with travel too. Not only, I mean, Deer Creek is for someone who's maybe Butler area or south. It is a little farther out to make it to one of their places that hosts music, but. Mm-hmm. You know how the old saying, you know, what about musicians, you know, being in a car and you get paid $50 and you got, you know, thousands of dollars of equipment in the car and a cart's falling apart and all that kind of stuff. There's a lot of truth in that, you know. But musicians are musicians and they're okay with traveling, you know, and doing that, you know. So, but that is a great venue to play at. You know?
That's
I know,
cool.
I don't know if they're a sponsor of your show. They should be.
Well, we'll have to give them a call. We're giving them a nice plug in.
There you go. That's right.
Yeah, that's good stuff. So have you always played guitar? You say you're playing rhythm guitar in the band. Was that the passion once you found Dad's guitar?
Yeah, man, I'm a huge Metallica fan.
Okay.
Alice in Chains and all those old, you know, those 90s bands. And I started out on bass, really.
Okay.
You know, I played a little, dabbled around, but I started out on, I'm really a bass guitar player, you know, and then just from... realizing that I wanted to write music, it's really hard to just do that on a bass guitar, and I started doing that then, picking up the guitar and playing with other musicians and writing music over the years, and it's progressed into being more of a guitar player than a bass player.
Cool.
But by nature and my background, I started out on bass guitar, but now it's acoustic or, you know, electric. And
cool.
But
well, diverse in your music, then. We love that. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Again, we're visiting with Sean Hook here tonight. He goes by Son of Leroy. We'll get into the name Son of Leroy in a moment, but why don't we play a tune for the fans out there? And we're going to play one of your recorded cuts here to kind of ramp things up.
All right.
Yeah, called Free Man?
Free Man, yeah. This is, I'm the son of a coal miner, and...
Okay.
You know, it's the coal industry in western Pennsylvania has taken a little bit of a hit, you
sure,
know. And
sure.
So, I just was thinking about that as I was writing that song, you know, that, you know, our small towns are kind of, right in the lyric it says, is bruised and broken. You know, and we blame the politicians and we like the finger point and all the reasons why. And this song kind of just started thinking about that, you know, that those things shouldn't matter, you know, in the sense that as a person, as a free man, you can make your own decisions. You can go out and you can make your path, regardless of the things going on around, whether it's politicians or whatever it might be. And free man comes down to looking yourself in the mirror at night and being okay with who you see. You can wake up the next day free man. If you can go to bed at night and you can look yourself in the mirror, you know, you know what you've done through the day, you know, good, bad decisions, whatever they might be, you know, you know yourself when you look yourself in the mirror. That's kind of what the song's just talking about, you know, regardless of whether you work hard or you don't work hard and all that kind of stuff. It's just kind of my own personal thing, you know.
Okay.
I always say if you can look yourself in the mirror at night, you can go to bed with a little bit of peace in your heart, you know, and be okay with that, and wake up the next day, you're free.
It's Son of Leroy, it's Sean Hook, and it's the song Free Man right now on the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station, 97.7.
Well, the coal mines, they're closing. Now small towns, bruised and broken. Seems like everybody wants to blame that politician. But he don't know me, and I don't know him. He won't make my everyday decisions. So I'm gonna live my life, pray I make the right decision. Whether wrong or right, I can look myself in the mirror at night and wake up in the morning to the pure sunlight free. I'm a free man. We work hard, make our money, pay our taxes and do our part in society. There are those who don't have that same ambition, but they don't owe me, and I sure don't owe them. If they don't do their part, well, that's their own decision. I'm still gonna live my life. Thank God for the life I've been living. When I'm wrong or right, I can look myself in the mirror at night and wake up in the morning to the pure sunlight free. I'm a free man. With a wrong or right, I can look myself in the mirror at night and wake up. Morning to the pure sunlight free. Does the time go now that you're gone, gone, gone? Every day is one further away. Where does the time go? Oh, it seems it was just yesterday. Oh, we were living life, letting our days. Oh, I couldn't have seen this one coming, even if it were in front of my face. But here I am, say, day, where does the time go? Now that you're gone, 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 every day is one further away. Where does the time go? days. I can barely hang on. Oh, I dig in the good and bad and the uglies, the right and the wrongs. Oh, I wouldn't have heard this one coming, even if you would have said it right to my face. Here I am, say, today. Where does the time go? Now that you're gone, 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 every day is one more further away. Where does the time go? Now that you're gone, 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 every day is one.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
Returning back to the show here tonight, The Grassroots Show. You found it here on The Rock Station 97.7, streaming as well, 977rocks.com. And don't forget, the show is always archived for future playback. You can pick up any one of our past episodes at 977rocks.com, play them back on demand. I encourage you to pop on there and check it out because it's really cool. You can see usually the graphic of the band or pictures, and it's just a neat way to connect the show to the artist and what they have.
It's very easy to use. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So hop on over there and check it out. Share it too. You can save the link there and share it and tag the bands, everything. So
yeah, give the bands some love. And while you're out cruising around, bopping around, pop up to Bros' Superette. They're sponsoring this particular segment of our show. They're high on the hill, right on the price, and they have great meats, deli meats, cheeses, you name it. They have all kinds of great stuff. And we made this month, now that we're in August, officially National Grilling Month. National Grilling, courtesy of Bros' Superette.
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. So grab some steaks, cook them out.
And if you heard it here, you know it's official. So
that's right.
And they can invite us over, right?
That's right. See, there you go. We could have a big party. You could have Son of Leroy that's jamming
right.
away.
That's right.
We have Sean Hook with us. He is Son of Leroy. The name of his act, and we just heard a song called Where Does the Time Go? You did live in the studio here. Very, very cool song. Give us a little background to that.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing how, as like songwriters, you're always just kind of, I think you got to be listening a lot to what's going on around you, and even listening to the hearts of other people. You know, great songs are wrote from the hearts of men that are broken. And I mean, you think about songs that are wrote about women. I mean, come on, what, heartbroken or in love, you know, and that's usually that. But, you know, this song was listening to other people, you know, and this guy that I know that I work with, you know, he was just going through a divorce. And one last thing he said to me, he says, you know, every day gone is one more day that she's gone away, you know. And it's kind of, and the one lyric in the song is talks about, it says, it seems like it was just yesterday we were living our lives, planning our days. I couldn't have seen this one come. It says, even if it were in front of my face, but here I say today, where does the time go? But in the chorus it says, every day is one more further away. Hmm. Where does the time go? Every day is one more further away that you're gone. Where does that time go that and he was just talking about his broken heart to me, you know. Mm-hmm. And I just took that, every day is one more further away, and I kind of put that away. I wrote it down. As soon as he said it, I I went back to my desk and I wrote that down, you know, and I thought, man, that's a broken heart speaking right there. You know, his wife's left him, and she's gone, and it's gone and gone. You know, and you always then hear people say, well, where does the time go?
Yeah.
You know?
Right,
you know,
right.
Kids or whatever it right. might be or whatever's going on there, you know, and that kind of stuck to me. And I just kind of put the two together, and I thought about that, you know, where does the time go? You know, where in life is where's it gone? You know, if you have kids, I mean, it's like they're little and then they're grown, you know.
Yeah. Crazy, isn't it?
You know, and you look at your experiences, sometimes your heartache, you know, and you look back at those places where you've been, and it seems like it was, you know, just yesterday, but then here you are maybe years apart or years out from it, you know, but it just seems like it was just yesterday. Yeah. So that's kind of, this song more came out of that, where it was more of somebody else speaking from their heart, and I just kind of then took that and kind of it all came together, and I kind of tried to put myself in that position.
Yeah, you were able to grab onto that.
Yeah.
That's neat. So, you mentioned you have literally hundreds of songs that you've written. I mean, obviously, just thought starters, and you put it together. How do you find a melody then? I mean, obviously, you've written a lot of stuff. I would imagine a lot of your stuff, is it simply you've written the words first, and then you sit down and put a melody to it? Or
not
is
necessarily.
It verse
first? I mean, yes and no. I mean, I think it's both.
Okay.
There are just some guitar licks that just lend themselves to be heard.
Okay.
When you're sitting around noodling.
Yeah, you're just noodling. You're like, oh, that's cool. I really like that. And then, like, you could write musically a song out, but then, you know, then write something to it. And there's a lot of great musicians that do that. I think James Hetfield is probably one of my biggest influence as far as, like, I really appreciate that band. They're good.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people do. But, like, you know, a lot of times what he's writing the guitar parts before he's ever putting down, you know, putting down the lyric, you know. So songs do come that way. Mm-hmm. But for me, I think probably majority of my songs come more from hearing in my head something, you know, as far as like a line, a vocal line and stuff like that. And then I'll write it down on a piece of paper and put it away. And then I got all these things and I go, well, how would I sing that? And you know, what's great about technology today too, is that you got your phone, you know, you can record it and you just sing right into it. Stop, save.
Way you go.
Yeah, and then you have it, you know, to go back to.
Sure.
And I have hundreds of those just sitting out there that I, you know, just time, you know.
Yeah, right.
Well, how you got from Metallica to chicken licking is it's pretty interesting,
well,
but yeah.
Well, yeah.
I'm just joking.
No, but I mean, you know, I mean, that's the thing is that I love heavy music. If I'm a systems analyst, I do a lot of like computer programming and things. That's my trade, what I do for work. And I got on my earpiece for some reason. It's heavy music when I'm doing all that kind of work, you
makes you work faster.
It just that's what it is, huh? You know, but I play in a country band. you know what I'm saying? So it's like it's just that diversity of different kinds of music. I appreciate it all.
Yeah. And that's a cool place to be. I mean, hey, you know,
hey, I grew up
program a country station, and I have a heavy metal show Saturday nights.
Hey, you grew up on polka too.
So there you go.
We'd cut firewood as a kid, and my dad would be playing a polka party or something. Yeah. And I still remember that.
Well, and I think that for a lot of people, that's the thing. I mean, your parents had what they had in the household, and if they had any kind of diversity, you know, you gather that, and then you find your own niche too.
Yeah,
it's cool. That's awesome. So, Son of Leroy, you got to explain the name to us now.
Well, Son of Leroy, well, anybody that's in the pop culture or pulp world, and not culture, but pop world as far as music goes, would know there's a guy out there named Sean Hook, and that's my name. But
okay. All right.
He's some, you know, professional guy out there. I'm plugging him, I guess. But he's signed to Disney and all out of Canada or whatever. But,
yeah.
And I just didn't want to have to deal with that. And I came up with, I thought, well, what, you know, what would be the best name for me just to kind of be as an individual, you know, and Son of Leroy, my dad's name is James Leroy Hook. And so I didn't feel that Son of James was as catchy as Son of Leroy. But, you know, but Leroy is my father's name, but it also means king. And, you know, I'll tell you, I am a Christian. I'm a Christ follower. I go to church. I lead worship at my church on Sunday morning.
Cool.
And I'll play the clubs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the weekend,
yeah.
church doesn't always like that, but this is who I am. So regardless of what your beliefs are or whatever, it is what it is. But Leroy means king. So son of the king. So it's just kind of a, you know, I give creds to my dad and give creds to Jesus and the king, and that's who I am, you know. Cool. And that's kind of how that has all come together. And so a lot of people have asked me the very same question I play out. Yeah. Where's the son of Leroy come? I am the son of Leroy.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, and we've talked to a number of the musicians that have come through on our show do the very same thing. You know, they play in the worship band or you know, lead the music part of things, and it's a great connection. It means you have the opportunity to play every day of the week if you want to.
Well, and that's the thing about it. I think that's the great thing about a church environment is that you do get to play every week. And I mean, there's definitely the worship aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's also the aspect as a musician, if you go to church and you're a musician, it is a great opportunity to hone your skills, to get better,
sure.
and also to give, to give your talents, you know,
sure.
And that, I think that's a lot of it. I think that's a lot about like songwriters and musicians, you know, if you just keep it to yourself, I think that's maybe where I got to is just if you just keep it to yourself, what good's it doing? You need to give it away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You need to put it out there and let people hear it, and regardless of whether you make millions or not, share what you have in your heart and share what you got,
that's
you know,
awesome.
And give it to people. Let them, because you don't know who you're going to touch. You don't know what song might. I mean, music is powerful.
Oh, it is.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Amen. No, that's great. That's a great story. Well, where can people find Son of Leroy playing out and about? Huh?
Well, you can. I have a song called Chicken Lickin', which we're not going to hear tonight, but you've heard it on the show, but. You know, and a song called Bank. I do have those out on iTunes, so if you want to check those out. My other songs, I'm trying to save some money up to record those. I want to do them right. But if you want to come out and see me play, you can come out to, well, it'll be on the 17th. It'll be Ty Nesta Indian Festival. I'll be playing with a band, Thornhaven, there.
Okay.
It's way up in Ty Nesta. Let's see, we're playing also... let's see, the 7th and 8th, I'll be playing Atlantic City. So if you want to travel to Atlantic City.
Of September?
Yeah. Hey. It's Firebirds. It's out there. If you want to travel out that far, you can. But I'll be playing, I'll just be playing with Thornhaven that night. But then Albion Fair, and then the Red Bandana on the 15th, and Red Bandana on the 20th of October, and the 31st up in Warren, PA. You can catch me on... at Deer Creek Winery quite often. I'm usually there at least once or twice.
The one up in Shippensville.
Yeah, I'm there quite a bit.
Okay.
So, you know, the thing about this year for me is just kind of more of a, well, probably the last 2 years is try to build. And the Son of Leroy is kind of a new thing where I'm stepping out on my own over the last year. I've been really trying to find musicians that are dedicated to playing, but also willing to travel.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the because you know we have families and stuff like that,
right?
And
it's a lot to juggle. And
that's the toughest thing. You got to be okay with the travel aspect and little pay.
Yeah.
So you're looking to take Son of Leroy into more of a full band thing.
I'm looking in the future to be just probably that be my primary thing, and then you know, and doing the other bands is more of you know is.
Your side
not
project.
My priority would be I would sooner prioritize the Son of Leroy because my goal is I'm in my mid-40s.
Yeah.
And in 10 years or 20 years when I retire, I want to retire with my wife to some beach town maybe or somewhere where I can go. I want to be that guy that sits in the corner and plays a couple nights a week, and that's what I do. And so you got to build those repertoire songs, and it's always good to have a following. And
that's cool.
So I've played in a lot of bands, and they come and they go.
Sure.
They just do.
Right.
But if you're kind of a solo artist, it's all on you.
Yeah.
You know, and you just kind of, you know. So if Son of Leroy doesn't play or doesn't do it, it's more on me, not on anybody else but myself.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why I've been going down this road of Son of Leroy. I love music, I love playing, and I just want to go out and do that wherever
that's awesome.
It might be. So.
And you have a Facebook page people can follow?
Yeah, Facebook.
See some of the dates, too?
Yep, /, Son of Leroy.
Okay.
And you can catch me on Instagram, Son of Leroy, there also. And yeah.
Cool. Sean, great to meet you. Thanks for sharing your music with us.
Yeah, where did the time go?
I don't know. It's like, wow, here we are.
Right quick.
Yeah. We're going to play a couple of more songs. You have the one song you mentioned that you've recorded called Bink. But you got a fun little ditty coming up here called Posted. And I don't know, were you sitting out in the woods one time looking at this? I mean, where did this song come from?
I'm a country boy, and if you live in the country and you post your property. Now, we don't post our land. I'll just put that out there.
Okay.
But
right.
A lot of the guys around us do. We live on a farm. And but the thing is, I was driving down the road, and I saw this yellow Posted sign on a tree. And I was going to pick my daughter up from somewhere, and I was like, I wonder if I could write a song about that, because a lot of my songwriting happens in the car.
Okay.
When I'm driving.
All right.
And I got to thinking, how can I make that work? And then I thought about my wedding ring.
Okay.
So it's just a play on words from, you know, it's a woman's involved. My wife is involved on this, you know. So it's just kind of those play on words from a Posted sign, and if you read the words on a Posted sign, and just the idea of. Mm-hmm. You know, my wife's supposed to just, you know, keep your distance. She's got a wedding ring on, guys. You know, she's a hottie. So
good stuff.
That's where this song came from.
Awesome. Son of Leroy, Sean Hooks. Or Sean Hook, right?
That's all right.
That's like people call me Cups, too. So.
It's okay.
Yeah. Sean, good to meet you. Best of luck in the future with whatever you're doing, whether it's Thornhaven, helping out Amanda Cahey, or Son of Leroy.
That's right.
Good stuff. Here it is, Posted and Bink from Son of Leroy tonight on the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station 97.7.
My baby's got a posted sign on her ring finger. Don't you even think of coming away? No hung here, I think it's clear. You better turn and walk the other way. My baby's posted. My baby's posted. If you think of trespassing, you better be asking, but I know she's gonna turn you away. You can scatter your life by the day or the night, but there ain't no one here. My baby's posted by the ring on her finger. Don't you even think of coming away. No one here, well, I think it's clear. You better turn and walk the other way. My baby's posted. My baby's posted. If you put on a drive, be ready for a fight, cause I think the sign's all clear. No hunting or fishing, but only my permission, and it ain't happening here. My baby's posted. By the ring on her finger, don't you even think of coming away. No hunting here, well, I think it's clear. You better turn and walk the other way. My baby's posted. My baby's posted. My baby's posted by the ring on a finger. Don't you even think of coming away. No hung here, well, I think it's clear. You better turn and walk the other way. My baby's posted by the ring on a finger. Don't you even think of coming away. No hung here, well, I think it's clear. You better turn and walk the other way. We were just a couple kids flinging apples with sticks, shooting the breeze. We were living in. We walked those tracks for many, many, many miles. Oh, we stayed out till the latest hour. I'm often reminded when we were younger and you pulled me out of that cold, cold water. Together we were so much stronger. How we loved, loved one another. Separating by 1,000 miles, we lived our lives. We've had our finest hours. Oh, how time has gone by so, 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 so fast. I look back and I just have to laugh. I'm often reminded when we were younger and you pulled me out of that cold, cold water. Together we were so much stronger. how we love one another. So now that we're older and men, it's hard to believe the places we've been. But I still see you as my best friend. Oh, buddy, I'm so glad we met. I'm often reminded when we were younger and you pulled me out of that cold water. Together we were so much stronger. How we love one another.
Grilling season at Bros' Superette. Stock up for your summer parties, cookouts, and camp. Pick up your burgers, hot dogs, kielbasa, wings, steaks, or marinated chicken. Then grab a couple of side dishes and buns, and you'll be all set for an easy meal. Plus, try their smoked meats. And Bros' is king of the ham loaf in Butler. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4. Corner of South Main and Rockenstein, where they're high on the hill and right on the price. It's Bros' Superette.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
On Saturday, August 18th, catch Zone 8 with special guests Burning Bridges. They'll be at the Mousetrap. And Washboard Tony presents This Is That Band at the Butler Oaks from 8 to 11 on the 18th. And mark your calendar for the Rock Done Right Tour stop in September. It's Corbri Woodstock, the music festival, Labor Day weekend, Sunday, September 2nd. Check out CorbriWoodstock.com for more information. On the Shady Lady concert calendar, Wednesday, August 15th, it's a Thunder at the Barn bike night. Gatto Harley-Davidson, Coors Light and Twisted Tea, $2 tacos, giveaways, and live acoustic music on the deck with Pixelated, all at Peter B's in Sarver. Thunder at the Barn bike night presented by Shady Lady Productions. Also, on Friday, August 17th, you can catch the Noble Hops Band. They'll be live at the Narcisse Winery from 6 to 9 o'clock. And on the 23rd, that's a Thursday night, Noble Hops Band will be up at North Country Brewing's Cannery Bike Night. A Rock for Recovery tour stop for Dave Sloan. Join in that night from 6 until 10 o'clock.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 36 years of building garages, house barns, utility, and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
We welcome you back to our Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7. A big shout out to all of our sponsors here tonight who help present this show, including the Meat Locker Recording Studios here in Butler. They're always our primary segment one sponsor, Rainbow Inn down in Freeport, Rose's Superette, South Main Street Hill in Butler, and of course, P&W Construction, who can help you build wherever you're building. Top of the hill, down in the bottom of the hill, in the valley, on the plateau, P&W Construction. And they would even be able to bring a band out and play music for you, too.
I was going to say, build you a stage in your backyard like John Vento did. There you go. You can rock and roll
all night long.
Yeah.
Well, thanks to P&W Construction. They've been a long-time sponsor of the show as well, and we appreciate that. Appreciate Sean Hook visiting with us, son of Leroy, here tonight. It's been a great night to have some music. And you know, speaking of that backward stage, backyard stage, that's going to be the next event to really pay attention to on the Rock Down Right Tour. Coming up this Sunday of Labor Day weekend, all day long, going to be a great festival of music. Get your tickets because it'll sell out. CorbryWoodstock.com. Of course, John has many musical adventures, and this has been the baby that has kind of grown for quite some time now. But, of course, he has the Steamworks Creative location, which is not too far away from where the Corbry Woodstock event will be held. But you want to talk about a fun day, and it's a perfect setting. You got a nice extended Labor Day weekend. I'm sure you have a lot of plans with families, maybe picnics or whatever. If you can take that Sunday and share a little musical time, you're going to see some great local music acts, well-diverse acts as well, as all different kind of different styles. You can bring the chairs and hang out for the day. They always have just a great atmosphere down there. I encourage you to check it out if you haven't done so. And again, CorbryWoodstock.com is the website. If you'd like to find out more information, get your tickets. As Utah mentioned earlier in the show, that's an event that will sell out, so you don't want to miss out on it.
Yeah, also want to tell you something else to look out for out there. It looks like the Rock for Recovery people are back. They're putting together a Rock for Recovery tour, and this is to help our friend Dave Sloan again, who's made some progress. But the bills keep coming, so everybody's going to band together and help him out again. And what they're doing this year is they're asking bands to dedicate one of their shows, basically, to him. So be looking for that. Hopefully a bunch of bands climb on board, and we can get that going. So
I know that is the first weekend in October. I think it's the 6th. Are they doing it Saturday the 6th?
Yeah, they're doing a benefit show again. Right. I believe that is the 6th. But various bands throughout the year will be doing one of their shows for Dave.
So that'll actually be a tour.
Yeah, for example, on August 23rd, the Noble Hops Band is going to be playing at North Country Brewing, the Cannery.
Okay.
And we're doing that as part of the Rock for Recovery for Dave. So
nice.
Everything that's brought in that night is going to Dave.
You can make a donation. The tip jar will be out, and it'll go to Dave Sloan, of course, who had Sloan's Guitar Emporium and has been going through a lengthy illness battle, but it looks like the recovery is on the positive side, and it's good to see that. So that one event, you can kind of mark your calendar circle. I'm sure we'll get some information on that, but it's going to be at the Lindor American Legion on Saturday the 6th. I did see that post, so it's good to see, and it's just good to see, you know, it's another sample of local musicians giving back in the many facets that they do.
Get on Facebook and just Google Rock for Recovery Tour and stay up to date on it, like the page, get involved.
Awesome stuff. Well, we're going to finish out the night with some more local music.
Yeah, let's take the show out with our Saturday opener from the band Jam, Cindy Cooper, and a new song that she recorded at Couple Sound Studios with Clint Macro, her song called Holding On.
We'll follow that up, even though we played the Shiners last week. I'm going to play it again because you know, I was visiting my northern establishment, and all of a sudden I see some guy riding by on a bicycle. Here it was Slim Varhola. From the Shiners. Give a shout out to Slim. Speaking of Corbry Woodstock, they will be there, and you'll have an opportunity to see the Shiners. We'll do a song that Slim sings on called Heart Talkin', and we'll expect to see you around here about 7 o'clock next Sunday night again for our grassroots show on The Rock Station 97.7.
I'm holding on to you.
broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Yep, it's August. Pretty soon it's bye-bye pool. Hello, school. So don't miss the waning days of the Honda Summer Spectacular event. Clearance deals so good on the remaining 2018s that you'll want to pick up a new ride before the new school year starts. WLER, Butler, Cranberry. This is the Rock Station, 97.7.
We can smoke one
for America. Oh, so you do love to rock.
Station 97.7.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Leave them kids alone.
Hey, teacher, leave them kids alone.
All in all, it's just another brick in the wall. All in all, you're just a
The Rock Station, 97.7.
You'll be
rock station. 97.7. First with local music. Don't miss the Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7 on The Rock Station. 97.7.